Happy President's Day, everybody. Good day. It is Monday, February 19, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365. This week, we're going to start talking about rule number 3 from my book, The Walking Leader. We're going to talk about going by yourself. Going by yourself is one of those rules. Well, it's self-explanatory. It's easy to say, but for some reason, it's very, very difficult for people to follow. And there's any number of reasons. One, they're unsure of what they're doing. You're a leader. You want to be the leader. You're an up-and-coming leader. You know you want to do that. So how are you unsure of anything else? And this is something you have to eventually do by yourself, is going out there by yourself. As a leader, it falls on you to do these, to do this, and not be afraid of going by yourself, because you're going to be doing things out on your own. People have already given you the title. People have already looked up to you and said, hey, we recognize you as a leader because you're not afraid to stand on your own, by yourself, up there at the top. And if you did, they wouldn't give it to you. And if you fooled them, trust me, they'll take it away. They'll take it right away from you. But don't forget, it's something you're going to have to learn how to do with ease. You're going to have to learn how to do this as just as shaking hands, just as standing up at a podium. You're out there by yourself. You're the only one at the podium. And it could be a sea of 10 people or a sea of thousands. It doesn't matter. You've got to do it by yourself. And that's why rule number 3 is by far one of the most important rules of the walking leader. See, I saw a lot of people tempted to go out there in groups, in a small herd, a small crowd, and walk around and not really get the results they're expecting, not really getting what they wanted out of that walk. Because the people they were visiting, well, there's the leader, and then there's all the other sub-leaders or leaders in the chain of command right behind. So it really doesn't allow for free range of motion. It doesn't allow for free opportunity to communicate. And there is where problems begin, because if somebody can't open up and they are saying, oh, everything's fine, and they walk away, and then, man, I wish I had said something else. It happens. You've done it. It's happened to you. I know it's happened to me when I was in the military. And it's not to say that things were wrong, but again, it was one of those, well, do I have to say what I think my leadership wants to hear, or do I say the truth? Because there were a couple of things I could have said. You know, this is all show and no go. And I personally don't believe that I would have gotten in trouble for speaking the truth if that's what they were asking for. Because if they weren't, why were they out there in the first place? Why bother? And folks, that's the thing. When your leadership gets out there and walks around and they ask you questions, is they want to know an answer. They want to know the truth. And especially when they surround themselves with yes men, yes women, yes people, yes persons all the time. People that are constantly saying yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Caesar. Oh, yes, Caesar. Yes, Caesar. That's not what they want to hear, because they get that all the time. So that's why they go out there. So that's why going by yourself is important. Again, rule number 3 from my book, The Walking Leader, is go by yourself. And as I said, it's one of those rules. It's self-explanatory. We don't need to go deep into it as to what it means. But I will go deeper into some tips, some tricks, some tools, and a little bit more insight throughout the rest of the week. But in the meantime, get yourself wrapped around as to why you're a leader and why going by yourself is important. And then we'll talk about that. I'm Dave Guerra. Today is Monday, February 19, 2018. This is The Walking Leader 365. I'll talk to you tomorrow.